Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 202. So we're continuing what we began yesterday, which is really a discussion about a very ancient list of 24 things which withhold a person from teshuvah. And as we saw the list yesterday, it doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense why some of these things are on the list. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for why they are there. And so that's what we are discussing. We found that the Rambam in his chapter 4 in Hilchos Teshuvah, he somehow figures out an organizational technique for all of these things and realizes that there aren't 24 things on the list, but really there are 5 principles on the list, and each thing will come under one of those 5 principles. So, in Halacha Aleph of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam says as follows. There are 24 things that withhold Teshuvah. He organizes this, as he always does, beautifully. He says the first one is great sin. Why are they, what are these things that are a great sin? Because they are beyond me. For example, number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number 1 is Hamachtias HaRabim, one who causes others to sin. Number two, Hamates Chaveru Miderach Tova L'Ra'ah, one who's not the Rabbim, doesn't cause the masses to sin, but just causes an individual to sin, that's also beyond you. You can't control that. That's very serious. You're now accountable not just for yourself, but for the sins of others. And finally, in the other direction, Haroas Beno Yota L'Tarbo Sura Aveinu Mamachabiyah, the one who can't stop others from doing the wrong thing, but does not, that person also has now the guilt of other people's sins on their hand, and that's a very serious issue. So the first we deal with other people's sins, and that's why it's difficult to do tshuva. Number 4, ha'omer echdava ashav, one who uses the power of Yom Kippur, the gift of Yom Kippur, against itself. He says, I will sin, because I know we have this thing called Yom Kippur, and I'll do tshuva then. That's something which is also a breach, something that we really should not be doing. It's important to avoid. Therefore, that is on this list in the first category of serious problems to avoid. Halacha Beis, he says there are another 5 things which are no'alin darkei tshuva. They make it pragmatically difficult to know how to do tshuva and to be inspired to do so. And so here it's number 5 through 9. Number 5 is haporish min hatzibur, one who separates from the tzibur, who separates from the people around. Therefore, you will not be you won't be inspired to come when others are doing tshuva. They're getting together in a kinnos and a yom tefillah, something like that. You won't even know about it. Number 6, one who is cholek al divrei chachamim, one who argues with the words of the wise. You won't be inspired by them. You won't be motivated to do tshuva the way they tell you to. Malag al mitzvos, one who mocks the mitzvos. Such a person will not have the merit to be able to do tshuva. Hamevazer rabosav, one who mocks their teachers, won't be inspired by them to come and return. And finally, sonies hatochachos, one who hates rebuke, which is kind of everybody. A person who hates rebuke, being told what to do. A person who doesn't like being told that they're not exactly perfect, who doesn't like being told that there's what to change, such a person will have a very difficult time with doing teshuvah. And so, therefore, the Rambam in this halacha says every community needs to have somebody who can give them rebuke. Okay, so that's Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. Halacha Aleph are the things that are very serious. Halacha Beis are the things that will keep you away from tshuva because you will not be in the right environment, you won't have the right mentors, you won't have the right people telling you how to do it. And Halacha Gimel, he goes to another area. His area here is area of Bein Adam L'Chavero, things which are sins between man and their friend. And you can't undo, you can't put the jack back in the box. You can't undo what you had done. For example, he says, Hamakalal es harabim, one who curses a big group of people. What's the problem with that? Well, generally it's a bad idea. But when you want to apologize to the big group of people, you want to go back and find them all and say, oh, I'm sorry, guys, it's terrible that I said that. And then you realize you have absolutely no idea who was there. And so you can't apologize. And there's going to always be walking around a person who heard what you did and was offended by what you did, and you are not able to rectify and ameliorate the situation. And number 11, hacholik im ganav, one who splits with a ganav. A guy steals a car, and you go and fence the car for the person, and then split the money. Let's say you are contrite, you feel terrible, you want to make amends, so now what do? Where do you go? Who do you go to? How do you return the money? You can't, because you don't even know who it was stolen from. So, therefore, you are unable to pragmatically undo what you did to really apologize to the one who was wrong. Number 12, Hamotzei Aveda Veina Machriz Aleha, one who finds a lost object. The Torah says you need to go and return it, and you don't. You let it sit there. And by letting it sit there, time passes. And then when you decide, oh, I feel so bad, I feel terrible, I want to go and undo what I did, you can't even find the person who it was lost from, because it's too long ago and nobody remembers what happened and nobody remembers the details. And the trail will have gone cold. Number 13, Ochel Shor Aniyim V'Yesumim V'Almanos, one who like abuses the stuff of the poor or orphans or widows. Such people, the Rambam says, are very nomadic. They're always moving around. And if you abuse their stuff and you want to pay them back, good luck finding them. You won't be able to find them because they're moving around. And so even though like in a vacuum, these things don't seem like such big deals, but he is pointing out the fact that there are types of sins that you just can't fix. You can't fix what you did. You can't undo the wrong. And finally, Mekabel Shochad Lahatos Din, one who takes a bribe in order to sway and pervert their judgment. And this is because, A, it can become precedent, which is used in a different case, and you won't even know what will happen with that other case and to be able to apologize and make amends for what you did. And also, it's hard to even know yourself how off you were with your judgment once you took a bribe. So you can't, you'll say, no, what do you mean? I didn't do anything wrong. And even if you do realize you did something wrong, you won't really be able to do it over again because you've lost your objectivity. And therefore, that's considered something which you just can't fix. And so category number one is huge sins. Category number two, he says, are things which are no'al in darkei tshuva, makes it really difficult to know how to do tshuva, to be together with the community and to be inspired to do tshuva. Halacha gimel are the things that you can't really fix because you broke them too bad. Halacha dalet, he says, these are things that you're unlikely to think you did anything wrong. So he says, number 15, ha'ochel misuda shena maspekas lebaleha. This, you know, you would never imagine would be on such a list. A person who eats at a home that they know there isn't enough food there. And so you say, okay, good, but they invited me. You know, I didn't do anything wrong. Number 16, ha'mashtamish bi'ibuto shel ani, one who uses a thing of an ani, a shovel, an axe, a pick, something which, you know, it doesn't really, there's no real wear and tear. But then again, you know, the ani can't use it. The poor person doesn't have access to it. You use their things. You're not allowed to. And the problem is, you're going to rationalize that it's okay. Mistakel ba'arayos, one who stares or gazes at things or people they should not gaze at in a sexual manner. He says, hey, I didn't touch anything. I didn't do anything. All I did was look. And he rationalizes it into oblivion. 18, hamaskabit beklon chavero. He says, a person goes and gets embarrassed, and I raise myself up on his shame. And he'll rationalize and say, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything wrong. All I did was take advantage. I didn't embarrass the person in the first place. And all of these things relate to taking advantage and rationalizing that you didn't do anything wrong. Finally, 19, Hachoshed Kasherim. He says, one who suspects an innocent person of wrongdoing. Why is this on the list? He says, because you think, I didn't do anything wrong, right? I didn't actually do anything to the person. I just suspected him innocently. So this category is about things that we rationalize out of being sins. We don't think that they're problems in the first place. And then finally, halacha hey, the fifth category, after the category of the things that are big sins and the things that will keep us away from tshuva because we won't know how to do it, and the category of things that we can't fix because we broke too badly, and the things now in halacha dala we just learned of the things that we will rationalize that are not sins at all, in halacha hey, he says that there are a bunch of sins, and he brings five, that are just simply difficult to separate from. They're difficult to separate from because they're hard to not do. He says they're kashim heim lifrosh behem. And they're not, they don't seem to be such a big deal, but they are in that it's hard to stop. He says, number 20, rechilos, bearing tales, telling stories about other people, lashon hara, gossip, ubal chema, anger, a person who loses their, you know, stuff, ubal machshava ra, one who has bad thoughts, and finally, hamaschaber lerasha, one who connects themselves to a rasha, and they'll say, you know, you learn all the bad things, and you'll say, I mean, what's the big deal? It's a friend, very difficult to stay away from a friend, and it'll be something which is just physically hard to separate from. Now, the Rambam himself says that in regard to all of these things, he says, kol elo hadvarim uchiyotze bahen, all of these things, and uchiyotze bahen is important, because his point is, his point is it's not just that there are 24 things. There are really five categories. You can find 1,000 things that fit into these categories. And these five categories are important. The category of things that are really significant, the category of things that'll keep us uninspired and away from tshuva, the category of things that can't be fixed, the category of things that we rationalize, and the category of things that are such a part of us that are just too hard to distance ourselves from. So the Rambam says that really what this is, uchiyotze behen, these things and things like them, They are ma'aki of tshuva. They make it much harder, but el imasa adam tshuva mehen, if you really try, if you really focus to try to change your ways, hari zeh bal tshuva, a person can do tshuva, v'yesh lo chelek li'olam haba, can get olam haba, can be considered a tzaddik, a wonderful person, it's just a little bit harder. So keep that in mind as we come across things which might not appear to be such a big deal, but it might actually indicate something which is a greater problem. Have a greater day.